welcome to the Nakama Gaming Podcast, Episode 4. Hooray, I didn't screw up.
Nah.
Gah!
Ma!
Brought to you by Kraft Dinner.
And
Minute Maid
Orange
Juice. It's easy to be cheesy.
Oh. Alright, today, joining me... Oh, I guess I should probably introduce myself. I'm Dom, the editor and founder of the Nakama Gaming Podcast.
And producer!
Alright, sure. More job titles. Today, joining me, I guess I'm upgrading you all to co-hosts since you guys seem like you want to do this every week. My first co-host is Stryker.
You!
My second co-host is Digi.
Yeah.
And last but not least, my co-host, Ricky.
By the power of Alfina!
Oh my god.
Everyone else had something. I've been playing a lot of Lunar.
Oh my god. Oh. You know what's funny? I think the only time I ever played that was when I was hanging out with you.
Probably. You should probably buy it right now.
No, I don't. Well, what, for PSP or whatever?
That's right. It's $15. That's all I've been playing for the past, like, 2 weeks. I haven't even been playing Mass Effect. I've been playing Lunar.
Is it the remake of the PlayStation one, or...?
Yeah, it's, like, a redone PSP remake.
Oh, because I started playing it on an emulator.
Anyways. Play the PlayStation version, then.
The original one?
Not the Sega CD one, but the PlayStation one.
Yeah, the PlayStation one. Where
yeah.
That really... I think I might buy it, because it's pretty glitchy.
What game are you guys talking about?
Yeah, I'm still lost.
Lunar.
Oh, okay.
Silver Star Story.
Gotcha.
Naka?
I thought Ricky was supposed to start with the Nah.
Gah!
Ma.
Anyway.
Speaking of Athena, what do you think about girls playing video games?
Oh my god, no.
I said Alfina, not Athena.
Oh.
Save it for another.
That's a common misconception.
Another episode.
How about I just shut up then? All right, sorry about that.
No, I'm sorry.
No, I feel stupid now. Too late.
Did you? Just get out. Just get out.
All right, good night, guys.
All right. I wanted to start off by talking about the new releases that just came out today, actually, because we're recording... Well, I guess it's yesterday now. We're recording on a Tuesday night instead of our usual time, so we can just get out of the way for this week. Two games came out this week. Resident Evil Operation Raccoon City and the Silent Hill HD Collection. I've actually never personally played Silent Hill a Hill. I've never played a Silent I've never played a Silent Hill game personally, but I've seen someone play it. I thought they were pretty cool, the originals, but lately these new ones just look awful. Oh wait, and I think Silent Hill Downpour actually came out last week, and that one did not get very good reviews.
You can't base everything off reviews, though.
I do. I usually agree with reviews.
No, you gotta base it off your own reviews. You gotta make your own reviews. You can't just base it off there.
$60.
Well, if I had endless money, like apparently you do,
GameFly. Hold on a second.
Oh no, you didn't.
That's strike two, strike three, and I'm out of here.
What was strike one?
Ricky.
Oh.
Anyway.
Anyway.
I feel like
guys, I thought we agreed before we started this podcast that we wouldn't let the amount of money we make come between us.
Oh,
we promise.
Well, at the moment, I'm earning nothing because I'm jobless.
Oh, yeah, and we decided that's not going to stop us from being friends.
a striker. I feel like Stugatz.
And okay, so here we go.
Oh my god. Derail city.
Derail.
Right, Silent Hill, I think you need to go out and get that HD collection then, since you haven't played any of them yet.
I kind of want to.
And those are, like, the first three are the best ones, so...
Yeah, apparently those are the good ones, and the new ones just kind of fall over.
Go ahead.
No, I said play at night, turn off all the lights.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
That's how I always play scary games. Like, Dead Space, I always turn off all the lights. I have to do that. I play it at night.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I always do that.
No.
Like, every Resident Evil game, I would play at night.
You have all the lights on, your bathroom light on, your kitchen light on, your dog right next to you. You know it.
Nope.
Nice.
I actually pulled up Metacritic for Silent Hill Downpour. Let's see. It got okay reviews. Metacritic scored it at a 70 out of 100.
The originals?
No, the Silent Hill Downpour, the one that came out last week.
Okay.
It's okay, but it's not good.
Can't base everything off reviews. Play it yourself. Rent it.
No, I'm just watching.
I think the whole survival horror genre is just kind of... People are getting bored of it. And I think that's why it didn't get such great reviews. Because the Silent Hill before this wasn't really that different from previous Silent Hills, but no one liked that one either.
Well, I mean, this one's not even scary. I'm looking at the gameplay, and I'm like, this is supposed to be scary? This is just, like, too action-y.
To crap your pants.
No, like, they try to bring the fog mechanic back, but it just looks bad.
Did Resident Evil get better reviews?
What? Nope. That was a turd. That one got a 55 Metascore on Metacritic.
Really?
And I'm going based on the IGN review, because I typically agree with most of their stuff. And a bad AI just kills a game for me. And, like, the enemy and the supporting AI were, like, all over the place. They would, like, your little AI that would help you would run into trip mines, like, purposely. That's just terrible.
That's just terrible, 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 terrible.
It's terrible.
And the enemies, they would, like, start attacking you, and then they would, like, run away, and you would have to chase them.
I've lost 80 pounds.
GRBL, terrible.
Terrible.
I like how I'm not getting any of these references.
I don't get it either.
Oh, it's Charles Barkley?
You gotta look up Charles Barkley. Yeah, he says terrible. That's it.
Oh.
Okay.
Nah.
All right.
Alrighty then.
That's like a Pokemon name.
Nagama! I choose you, Nagama!
Nagama!
Nagama, use Thunder Lord!
Alright, anyway, moving on. Moving on.
Constipation.
I can hear the spoon. Whatever, you got a spoon in there.
I'm eating craft dinner.
Eat it quietly.
It's easy to be cheesy.
Oh my god.
Go ahead, Dom.
Please.
Sorry, Matt.
The Silent Hill HD collection actually got an 8.4 for users. There's no Metacritic score yet from, like, actual reviewers, but so far most of the reviews are really good.
I can imagine those are classics.
IGN rated it really high. Game Informer gave it an 80. Official Xbox Magazine gave it a 70. I don't know if I trust that one.
Didn't they change the voice actors for that?
For the HD collection?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
I remember seeing videos and there were like new voice actors, and I'm not sure. I think maybe you can turn them off and use the originals, but if you can't, that's a no sale for me.
I mean,
I hate when they change voice actors on remakes. They did that for Lunar, and it still drives me insane because I can still hear the original voice in my head. They did that.
Wait, did they change the little cat dragon thing?
They changed everyone. They did the same thing for Star Fox 3D on 3DS.
Yeah, I know.
That
bugged
me.
Shut up, for real?
Yeah, like, it's not that different, but, like, I just kept hearing the original voices.
Slippy's voice is totally different, though.
Yeah,
I sold that game because of that. No original voice actors, no sale. Even though I did buy it, I just resold it.
Do a barrel roll!
See, I don't want to sell any of my games because I feel like that's wasting money, then.
It is. I'm not gonna lie, but.
But he did it.
But if you're never gonna play the games again.
No, I collect them. Like, there's a ton of games I don't play. But I just collect them. I mean, I'm never gonna play Worms for Sega Saturn again, but I still have it. It's there.
Nah, I've gotta sell it to continue.
Kamikaze!
What?
That's what the Worms would. That's one of their moves. You could pick that and it would just like jump in the direction you pointed and it would blow up.
Gotcha.
Oh, sick.
They still actually make new ones. I think EA has the rights to that.
Yeah, you can buy it on the Xbox Live Arcade. I'm sure you can buy it on the PS3 one too.
That was like 5 years ago though.
It's an app? No, they released a new app. I think you can buy it for like iPad.
Is there a new Tetris game for Vita, or is that not Nintendo only?
No, are you talking about Lumines?
I'm just talking about Tetris, man.
Yeah, I mean,
it's mostly Nintendo, but
that's mostly Nintendo. But I don't think they're licensed with Nintendo.
No, they have a downloadable thing for the PlayStation Network.
PS Vita have Tetris or no?
No,
I mean, you could probably download it or something.
You know what? Everything has Tetris. You don't need a PlayStation Vita for Tetris.
If you were gonna get, if you really wanted Tetris on your PS Vita, excuse me. I would just.
Oh my god.
I would just get Lumines. It's kind of like Tetris where you match stuff up and clear blocks and stuff. That got rated pretty highly. If you really like that Tetris style game, it has different game modes. But
I love Lumines, but I don't like the $40 price tag. That's ridiculous.
Striker.
What? Focus. What are you guys?
No, because he was talking. He's like, so let's talk about Tetris.
It was not that loud.
So
yeah, my bad. All right. So I definitely am going to go check out Silent Hill. Not gonna play Tetris again, and I think selling games is alright.
But, it depends.
The trick is to do it on half.com.
A what?
I'm still getting Resident Evil, though. I don't know what you guys say.
Operation Raccoon?
That's a classic game, man. You can't back out from this.
It's not classic, are you kidding me? It's not even made by the company that does Resident Evil.
Yeah, but it's the name, the Resident Evil name. You gotta go with it. I might just rent it first and see if it's worth it.
I would definitely rent it. The only positive things I saw in a couple reviews was the multiplayer aspect of it, but it still wasn't really that good.
Well, I don't trust reviews, man. I mean, they gave that ping pong game like a 3. I'd give it a 7, man. That game's awesome.
I mean,
which game?
The ping pong game, duh.
Spoon.
I mean, all these reviews are just opinions from...
Exactly.
From one person. And you could take it with a grain of salt, but I just choose to agree with them most of the time. Like, I mean, if I still really love a game and they give it like a 7 or something or 6, I'll still buy it. Mm-hmm. And if I like the game, I like it. But if I don't like it, I don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
I pretty much like every Sonic the Hedgehog game that's come out, and they all get like abysmal scores.
Yeah, because it's because everyone feels like it's just Sonic being beat with a stick or something. I was trying to go for a metaphor that fell on his feet.
Yeah, I don't.
Beat with a stick.
It's like beating a dead horse at this point.
There you go.
It's like movie critics though too. Like movie Hall Pass, they got like 33% Rotten Tomatoes. Man, that movie was hilarious. You can't believe critics and anything, movies, books.
It was okay.
I mean, if a critic gave Hunger Games which I'm reading now.
Let's talk about the Hunger Games.
Oh my God, relax. No.
We're sidetracking the movies. And books.
Comes out at midnight tonight.
Yeah. What do you think? What do you think of The Hunger Games?
I read the first two. I read the first book in like a week and a half. I read the second book in a day. Okay, and the
don't
third
spoil
book...
anything for our readers or our listeners.
Yeah, the Canadian and British listeners out there, listen.
Oh, okay. Now you're just gonna burn the bridge with British people now.
I didn't say that. All I said is British people and Canadians.
So we've alienated Radio Shack, Canadians, and now British people.
I haven't said anything about British people. What are you guys talking about?
You just said British. You're just like...
Yeah, I talked. I said they're listeners to us. What's wrong with you?
Okay.
It sounded more like you were just going to hate them.
No, man. The British people listen to our podcast because we're awesome, you know? Right, Ricky?
Well, I don't know. It just says Europe.
So. I just want to talk about Hunger Games, but we're really going to... Speaking of hunger, don't let your hunger be a game. Get Kraft Dinner. It's easy to be cheesy.
Oh, my God. I mean...
Spoon.
I'm probably not going to see Hunger Games until it's on DVD.
What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with you?
Because, do you know what Battle Royale is?
Yes, we all know what Battle Royale is. It's a very similar concept. However...
Exact same thing. Oh, my God.
There's a better story, though, behind it.
There's definitely a better story behind it.
Yep. And then the second book is amazing. The way it ends leads up to the third. And now I'm reading the third. And I can't stop reading.
Battle Royale came out a long time ago. I mean...
You're wrong.
And there's no shame in another author coming and doing it better.
No, but I'm just saying the time between it is so far apart, so...
Chris, yeah. Ricky just did a boxing move, though. Jab, jab, uppercut! Hooken! Hooken! Sorry, go ahead, Dom.
No, I'm done. I'm done.
So you are seeing the Hunger Games.
I'll watch it eventually. I mean, I still haven't even seen, like, the last couple Harry Potter movies, so...
Yeah, don't worry about those. Go see The Hunger Games.
I don't know. I might read the book.
Okay, do that tomorrow, and then go see The Hunger Games on Friday.
I honestly don't really watch movies at all.
What?
Because... Yeah, I just don't watch movies. I don't like going to movie theaters.
Oh. Because...
Well, one, it's overpriced, but I don't really feel like the urgency to go see it unless it's something I really, really want to see. Because so far, nothing has really interested me, movie wise.
The Avengers?
Oh my God!
I didn't even see Iron Man Iron Man until like a year after it came out, like a couple months before Iron Man 2 came out, and then I didn't even see Iron Man 2 until like a year and a half later.
All right, but the Avengers doesn't get you a little bit excited? Aren't you like, I really want to see that sooner than later? No, not even a little bit.
Yeah.
I have to change my boxers every time I see the Avengers trailer.
I mean, I'm not really big into superhero movies.
What?
Yeah. Goodness gracious.
What's wrong with you, man?
I just go for more for comedies. I don't really... I'm not
Tony
really...
Tony Stark's pretty funny.
I thought the beginning of Iron Man 2 was cool, but then it kind of died for me halfway through the movie.
You should get your sister this weekend and go with her to a movie and bond with her.
I don't feel like taking the devil to
ooh, cool.
I don't feel like saying, like taking Saiyan Spawn with me.
Damien.
I think we should get back to games.
All right. Let's do it.
Oh, I want before we went on a tangent, I just wanted to say something about PS Vita. I'm kind of say going with the Lunar game. I'm really hoping a lot more JRPGs come out, because I feel like that's what's perfect for the Vita.
I agree, and like, I'm in JRPG mode right now.
Like really, really long games on the go. Like that's a perfect combination right there. Like you have a long car trip, you don't want to finish the game in like 2 hours, then your trip is like 3 hours or whatever, and you're like, oh man, what do I do for another hour? Same thing with the planes and stuff.
Well, usually people that think that's why JRPGs aren't good for handhelds, though. Because how often are you in a car for 40 hours?
Well, I mean, you could just,
every
like...
every weekend.
A lot of people just play PS Vita. Like, you could just go anywhere in your house and play it. You just sit with people.
Well, I have a big thing now where I don't like to play video games anywhere other than my bed. So the Vita's been a big deal to me. That's probably why I haven't really been playing Mass Effect, because it's downstairs, and if I want to play Mass Effect, I have to go downstairs and sit on the floor or this couch that's not as comfortable. And I realized I can also turn the TV in my room toward my bed. Ooh. So I never have to leave my bed.
We'll get to Mass Effect 3 in a second, but I just wanted to point out...
Don't bother. I haven't been playing it.
No, I won't spoil anything. Okay. I just want to talk about something that's been going on with it. Because I'm sure everyone's heard of it. But anyway, PS Vita, a game coming out soon, Disgaea 3. It's like a remake for PS Vita. And it's going to have a couple extra characters and new missions and stuff. I've never played a Disgaea game before, but I love Final Fantasy Tactics and anime, so I mean, I don't know why I haven't played it yet, so I'm definitely going to get that.
I'm getting MLB for the PS Vita. MLB The Show. That's where it's at.
Were you going to say something, Ricky? Okay.
Man, I am a fool. It's easy to be cheesy.
Oh my gosh.
Raft dinner.
Hey, is there Final Fantasy 3 coming out for the Vita or no? Because I really want to play that game again.
I think it's starting.
Like, 3 as in 6 or 3 as in 3?
3 as in 3, like Kefka.
Yeah, 3 as in 6.
Oh, you're one of those people. Get with the times, it's Final Fantasy 6.
Yeah.
We've made the transition. All the Final Fantasies have been released in the U.S. now. It's time to start calling it Final Fantasy 6.
Why are you yelling at me? I did it.
Because you're being...
Do you want to explain why it's 6?
You know what? Super Nintendo in my eyes will always be the Final Fantasy 3. Forget 6. Boycotting it.
Fine, what are you going to do when the characters from 3 come along? You're just going to get confused.
Actually, Final Fantasy 10 is actually being remade. It's getting HD. Remake. It's gonna be on PS Vita and PS3.
Oh my god.
The question is, do I get it for the Vita or the PlayStation 3?
You know what I think they should do? If you buy, like, you could pay a little extra for the PS3 version, but you get the PS Vita one too, and you can just, like, do that Hideo Kojima thing where you transfer the game back and forth, so you can take it on the go whenever you leave the house.
That would be cool.
And then when you come back, you just load it back up onto the PS3 with your save data, and then you just continue on your PS3.
I have a problem. I don't see Final Fantasy 3 or 6 for the PSP. Well,
it's not on the PSP.
It needs to be put out there right now.
Well, what you can do, not for the Vita because they don't have this yet, and they better at some point, you can download Final Fantasy 6 as a PlayStation 1 classic on the PlayStation 3, and then you can transfer it over to a PSP.
Yeah. Oh, you can't do that for the Vita yet?
No.
Not. They're going to, though, right?
I hope so.
Because that was kind of a huge selling point, yeah. Which is the selling point I made up to myself.
No, there's some PSP games you can, like, there's a list that you can, there are games you can play on your PSP right now, but those are specifically just PSP games, they're not classics yet. But I'm pretty sure they're gonna patch it so that you can do that eventually.
I want Final Fantasy 3 now!
Because they have, like, all these little...
Sorry, it's just your picture. It's just... doesn't look that angry. You're, like, smiling, and it's just... and it, like, it blinks a little when you're talking, so it's just, like...
What about Stryker's picture?
I don't have a picture either, but that's because I don't know how to use Skype.
Anyway. Ah, oh, crap.
What are you talking about?
What was I talking about?
We're in a fancy auditorium recording this with microphones and whatnot. Not Skype, silly kid. Silly rabbit.
Oh, yeah. The PS1 classics, I don't think you can play any yet on the PS Vita, but...
You can't at all, yeah. I mean, they said they're going to look into it, but, I need that now.
Yeah, I know. It's fantasy killing me. I have Final Fantasy VII, and I want to play it again, but I don't want to play it on my PS3 because it's Final Fantasy VII.
Exactly. You want to play it in bed.
Yeah, I want to do that, and I don't want to play it on such a huge screen. I like playing it on a tinier screen, like old games.
You even take your sheets and you can like raise them and like hook them to the wall, and you can make a little tent, and then you can play your Vita under there.
I'm not 10 anymore.
I just want to hear Kefka's laugh one more time.
That wasn't good. Oh, that was good.
That was better. I don't know what you were trying to do, Ricky.
Yeah, Ricky. I think a little bit
of Easy Mac came back up.
It sounds like you were gargling the Easy Mac. Like,
well, yeah, I got something.
Oh my god.
I just want to hear it. I just want to play it. That's the best villain in any game.
I'll probably throw that in.
Any game.
I was thinking you were going to right there. Yeah.
Any game, anybody that says otherwise, that he is not the best villain in any game, you are crazy.
He is. I mean, think about all your cliche villains. They always have like a background story, sticking with the Final Fantasy theme. Sephiroth is the kind of guy that, he had his past. But Kefka, he's arguably the best villain. Because he's bad just because he wants to be bad.
He's just a total dick.
That's it.
He's just a dick.
That's straight up. That's it.
Oop,
and that right there makes him awesome.
I don't think that's a bad word. I don't care.
I think he's just a badass. He really is, man. Just like Charles Barkley.
Really? Oh, my God.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
That's terrible.
Oh my god, who's doing that?
I found this video on YouTube where it's just Kefka laughs at you for nearly 10 minutes.
Yeah, I was going to use that video.
Find me a better villain. I mean, Sephiroth is a badass too, but find me someone else that's like Kefka.
Well, Kefka's probably the best villain as far as like, the evil insane sense.
What about
we should have a forum post with all our listeners, all our 50 million listeners that listen to us in that radio station that we're recording in right now, and vote for the badass villain ever.
I think the last I checked we had 18 subscribers, so hi 18 people.
Way to ruin it. We're not on Skype either at all.
I mean,
we're so popular.
Right now, I'm on the computer.
Oh, and
can you do polls on your website, on your blog, though?
I can put it in a poll if I want to.
There you go. That's a good poll right there. Best villain / worst villain ever across all consoles, all games.
Well, that's not a poll. That's a fill in the blank.
I mean, specifically Final Fantasy, right? I don't have to nitpick every single villain from every game ever.
All right, that's Robotnik. Yeah. No, that's whatever you want to do.
It's too much work for me.
How do you feel about the Tails games?
What?
The Tails games. Tails of the Abyss.
Tails of... crap, what was it called? Tails of Graces F. That just came out, too. Yes. Or, no, it didn't come out. Did it come out?
Yeah, it came out.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was thinking about getting that, because it kind of reminds me of that one Xbox JRPG with that composer. I cannot remember the name of the game.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
I'm surprised Ricky isn't picking me up on this.
Wait, what? I dozed off. what were you saying?
Nakama Gaming Podcast. We're proud of our...
No, I was thinking about how delicious my craft dinner was.
It's a JRPG. It was like one of the first JRPGs for Xbox. It was about like some composer that was like in a coma or something.
Oh, Chopin.
Yeah, that guy. What was the name of the game though?
Eternal Sonata.
That game, the Tales of Graces game.
You were close, Ricky.
What?
No, that was Eternal Sonata is the JRPG for the Xbox, but Tales of Graces reminds me of Eternal Sonata.
Yeah, why are you all yelling at me? Jeez, okay.
because you just come out and yell. You're like, ah, oh, gosh, Ricky.
Well, yeah.
Best comeback ever.
Thanks.
Why aren't we friends on 3DS? Why don't we swap note each other?
Because I tried to get your freaking 3DS when I tried to get it from you when
okay, don't yell.
No, I'm so mad.
You just told me off.
I was like, hey,
something in my eyes.
Here's my friend code. You should totally friend me. What's yours? And you just never answered.
Yeah, I'm bad about
it. And then I repeated that for like a whole week. And then
get out again.
Then you just never did anything.
Well, you can't text me before noon, or else I'm most likely gonna wake up and check my phone and then forget about it and go back to sleep.
You're not awake at 1 a.m.
I don't know when you.
It's on. I did it around your schedule because I know when you sleep.
You don't know when I sleep.
Oh my god. You've had like the same sleep cycle forever.
You don't know me.
Oh my god. The heck was that?
I'm getting a cold.
Bless you, I think.
It's easy to be cheesy.
Alright, should get back to video games. Alright, let's do
it. Yeah, video games.
Video games, Nakama Gaming Podcast, because we're all about video games. I wanted to talk about something that's been pissing me off, and it's been going on for, I believe, like a month now. It's about Mass Effect 3's ending. Don't worry, I'm not going to spoil anything. It's just a bunch of people got together on the internet and started a petition for the developers of Mass Effect 3 to change the ending because they did not like the ending. That is a bunch of bullcrap. You cannot just go demand something. It's not your game. They made the game how they wanted to end it. It's like that. You can't make an artist change something that he created himself from his mind. That's just stupid.
So what's gonna happen?
They're being really calm about it. Mass Effect, the developers are being really calm about it. They're handling this like the best they can do, because they're getting like all these. They're getting like tweeted. They're getting tweets that are like, "Oh, you guys are stupid," or "You guys are terrible. We hate you."
Bleep.
That's final.
Bleep. Double bleep.
But it's just. Like, there's all this hate, and, like, there's nothing constructive at all. It's just like, you, I hate you, stupid. Like, none of this is constructive criticism. I mean, you can post on a forum and say, I didn't really like the ending because of dot dot dot, but you can't just go and just send all this hate and troll the developers like this. That's just not proper. That's just stupid.
Well, as an active subscriber to Final Fantasy XIV, that kind of thing happens every day, so I'm kind of used to it.
Yep, on the MLG Pro, on the Pro forums, it's always like that too. You run into that no matter where you're at.
No, but they're not. Those people are just mad, but they're not petitioning to change the end of a game that's already been released and it's out. Like, I don't understand why you couldn't enjoy the 30 plus hours of that game and just be like, I guess that ending wasn't that good. I mean, you don't have to like the ending, but was the journey good? I mean, think about
it's about the journey, not the destination.
Exactly. The ending, it didn't really. I mean, I don't really want to spoil anything, but
they kind of
kept it up to your imagination. To like, you could just imagine what happens, or where with that ending. I mean, there's a bunch of endings too. So,
well, if you really want to get pissed off about an ending, you should play Final Fantasy 13 too.
Oh,
you finished it?
Yes, and I mean, it was an interesting ending if they can tell me if they're going to finish the story at some point. But right now they're like, nope, that's a
DLC.
No, okay, yeah. That's going to piss me off more, though. I'd rather have a whole new game. If they're going to release, hey, want the real ending? Give us $6. No. Because that's pretty much what you're going to be doing. Am I going to be paying, like, $6 for just, like, one final dungeon and battle? Like, I don't...
They haven't said anything about, like, that. But, I mean, they're putting out, like, costume DLC and, like, little extra bonus Colosseum DLC.
Yeah, like, I don't need costumes for my characters. I don't need to dress them up. Like, I'm not spending $3.
It's really a Japanese thing, the whole costume change thing. A lot. But I mean, it just depends on who you are. If you want to spend like $1 for a different costume, go ahead. I mean, I don't care. You're the one.
$3.
I mean, you don't have to buy it. You don't have to buy it. This is the same. I hate. No offense, but I hate it when people complain about DLC like this. Like you could. If the DLC is stupid. I'll admit that.
Are you saying I'm ugly?
Oh my god.
Uh-oh.
No.
DLC is overpriced. That's what I'm saying.
Well, yeah, but you don't have to buy it if you don't want to. It's a choice. If you think it's stupidly overpriced, but you really want to buy it, you're probably going to end up buying it anyway.
I see what you're saying.
And...
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe I need a new mini skirt for Sarah.
I'm going to go based off what an editor said on the IGN Beyond podcast. You're not entitled to that piece of the game. You're not entitled to buy that game. Like,
yeah, honestly, but why isn't it in the original game then?
Because they probably think it didn't fit, or they just put it in after. I mean, a lot of DLC, they work on it after the game's already gotten gold or whatever.
Weak.
I know it'll make you feel better.
It's hard to make video games, I'm sorry, but it is. It takes a lot of effort to make a game.
But it's not hard for jokes. Pablo Francisco.
Oh my god. I'm not putting another one in.
Check out Pablo Francisco and his Spanish Dracula voice on YouTube.
Ooh, have I heard that yet?
Yes.
Oh, that's funny.
Ooh, un accidente. Oh.
Oh, that's right, that's right.
Sorry, go ahead.
Just derailed my little rant.
I'm trying to line up the mood. Our viewers right now, or listeners, are probably like, man, he's angry. We need something funny. And I just came in for the kill.
More like you killed it.
Oh. No, I think just going back to your rant, the DLC I understand a lot of it is time consuming and they do put a lot of work into it. But something like the classic example of what Ricky just brought up with the alternate ending that they might slap in there, that's just poor ethics. But
they said they weren't going to, though. They're not,
got a really crappy ending that said to be continued.
I don't buy that.
It said
exactly.
To be continued. That doesn't necessarily mean it's DLC. It could be 13.3.
Well, if they don't release a 13.3, then I'm going to be really upset. Because, okay, first off, you know, I got a tattoo of the Lucy tattoo, and 13.2 pretty much just, like, ruined it for me.
Oh, no.
I haven't finished 13 yet. I'm still stuck. I'm stuck on that one boss with the five-head boss.
Yeah, but this goes back to what we were saying in the last episode, that if they need to tweak it or make it better, then so be it. But don't release a game half-ass and, you know, like Ricky said, to be continued. You know, maybe we'll charge you later because we couldn't fit a proper ending. That's not cool.
But was 13.2 good?
Like, I actually really liked it.
Yeah, before you got to the ending, did you like it?
I actually didn't even hate the ending. It just seems weird. I'm just on to them. That's all. No, I did enjoy it. It just, the way it ended, you were just kind of like, what? I want more. Like, I felt empty. I felt sad.
Like, did it just cut to black and say to be continued, or did it...
No spoilers.
No, that's not really a spoiler. Did it do that cliffhanger thing, or did it just cut like The Sopranos?
I don't even know how to explain it.
Yeah, don't.
Enough.
It wasn't like mid-sentence, or it wasn't like they were, hey, we have to go finish the... Bleh. No, it was like... This just wasn't good. I wish I could just complain. Never mind. Hey, you guys ever play the game Don't Be Nervous Talking to Girls?
Nope.
All
right.
I'm bad at that game.
Have you played it, really?
No, I'm just not.
Oh, you were just making a joke.
Yeah. didn't.
Well, it's $1 on the Xbox Live Indie Arcade. You should probably buy it.
Ooh, speaking of Xbox Arcade.
I think I saw that. Is it like a VN?
It's one of those dating sims.
Is it like a visual novel?
Sure. There's like a girl on screen. She talks to you in a Canadian accent.
Oh my god.
And she's like,
yeah.
Canadian.
She's like, well, can you tell me my favorite joke? And then, like, you have to pick a joke. And then she's like, wow, that joke sucked, and I'm going to call the police on you. And then you get a game over, and then you have to try again. I just, really, it's a great game. You'll enjoy it for $1.
But was that really your Canadian accent?
I don't know. You know what? The only way I know how to do a Canadian accent is just to say sorry. So...
No, you have to say sorry, ouch, and then go sit on the couch with my pouch.
What?
Hey.
On the couch with my pooch.
Pooch. With my pouch.
With my pooch.
I'm going to walk around the corner.
Your pouch
and go,
or your pooch? Hey. Like as in dog or?
No, pouch, man. Pouch. They go pouch, ouch, couch.
now you're like breaking into like Italian. Hey.
No, but they're like, hey, you got to go outside and then go around in the corner. Hey.
You sound like a Canadian Italian.
No, nope, yeah, they say hey.
Little Mary Poppins in there.
You're like, hey, where are you going, eh?
It's like a Canadian greaser. He's just got his comb. Hey.
Don't we have a lot of Canadian subscribers?
I don't think so. Not anymore. Not
a poll, not like, anymore. Do these accents accurately describe you?
Yes, no. Please comment and rate us on iTunes.
My Canadian friends on my clan, the three that are in my clan, they're not gonna be my friends anymore.
Oh, question: do I have to have all the map packs to play on your MLG team?
No, you do not.
Okay.
In order to just be on the team, you just gotta be on the website and make sure your gamer tag is linked to your Game Battles account.
No, because. Because I already got all... I got the Harden edition for PS3, and I don't want to buy any more map packs for...
Ricky, dude.
It's easy to beat Jason.
Oh my god. I think that's going to be our title this week.
I also had Coke Zero. That's another thing I...
Well, I have to be up in 5 hours. This is going to suck.
Do you really? For what?
Dentist. I have a dentist appointment at 6:45. Who does that, man? 6:45 in the morning? Are you kidding me?
Why is the dentist open that early?
I don't know. I have work right after, and then after that I have softball, and then after that I don't know what I'm going to do in my life.
Well, I guess that makes sense. I mean, I guess he has it open that early so it gets it out of the way so you can go to work.
Maybe I'll get a haircut. I don't have to work till 9:30 anyways, but... You know, it's just the fact that I have to get up early to go to the dentist for pain. It's just not a fun thing.
Do you have cavities?
No, man, it's a cleaning.
Now it is.
Then in 2 weeks it'll be cavities.
I went to the dentist a couple months ago and it was all sorts of stuff.
Oh. Gotta brush your teeth, man.
I do brush my teeth. I just never go to the dentist.
Oh. No, I guess that's understandable. It's pretty expensive.
This was like, yeah, that's why I never go, and now I never want to go again.
I'm still on my parents' health insurance, so it kind of works out. All I had to pay is like $30.
Are these the same parents that made you wake up at 5 a.m. to go get an iPad 3?
God.
Oh, snap.
This is a zing.
Sonic Boom!
Wait, we just did that.
Did you hear? You sound like a retarded Ryu.
Ricky.
Oh my god.
You sound like a Navi from Avatar.
I think we should probably end it now since since we're spiraling into bull.
Do you feel like we're getting off topic?
There is no more topics. Oh my god.
Tiger uppercut.
What did we talk about today?
What about Honda?
Oh no.
Chun-Li.
Oh my god.
I already did that one.
What are you, a Three Stooge?
Wait, what?
He sounds like Curly from the Three Stooges.
Oh,
that movie looks funny.
Oh my god.
That movie does look good.
But wait, you're not going to go because your sister's the
devil.
No,
he's in the comedies. He likes comedies. So we'll see that one.
Right. I've never been in Three Stooges. I wasn't like, I feel like it's more for a huge Three Stooges fan. Anyway, let's wrap this up because before we go any longer until it's like 6 o'clock in the morning and you have to go.
That's great. Yeah, thanks.
Yeah.
Anyway, before we actually sign off, I wanted to give a shout out to Artificial Fear. Most of the Zelda I've been putting in to the podcast with the, it starts off regular Zelda and then it goes into this awesome guitar and drum. You guys should totally check him out. He's got his own website now. It's artificialfear.com. I'll be sure to link it on my blog. So you should totally check him out, support him. I believe he has a couple free downloads. Do you remember where you can go get the free download, Striker?
I mean, you just go to his YouTube channel. Unless, did he pull his stuff up?
No, his stuff's still there. So
There you go. Just check it out from there.
Just go on YouTube, type in Artificial Fear. You should find him. He does mainly a bunch of covers for Zelda, and he does a couple for Final Fantasy also. So definitely check that guy out. He's awesome.
Real fast also, just bringing up something I brought up on the podcast a couple weeks ago. Who was surprised that Mike Delfino was the one that died this week on Desperate Housewives?
Oh, that was terrible.
Oh my god.
Wait,
do you actually watch that, Striker?
No, I just remember that he ruined it in advance.
Unbelievable. What a ruiner.
Oh, that's right. I already knew that everyone that liked it. Well, did anyone else cry when Susan, like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, all, but you're probably the only one that watched
it. It's all about that. Walking Dead, baby. That's the show to watch.
I gotta download season 2.
Can you imagine a mashup episode, like, of Walking Dead and Desperate Housewives?
It's terrible.
Oh, that would
terrible,
be awful. Terrible.
That'd be sick. They'd be dead in the first, like, 10 seconds of the show.
I think that would be a plus.
Hey, it's a zombie. Let me go make out with... Oh, God! It's biting me!
All right, that's not how this... This isn't, like, Housewives of Orange County. This is Desperate Housewives.
Ugh. I can't stand that show.
Bree has a rifle. She's part of the NRA.
Don't.
There was a video game for it, actually. It was kind of like The Sims.
And that's our show!
It's a never-ending podcast. No one knows what that is.
No, nope. But I'm trying to find
never-ending, never-ending story.
You kind of sang it off.
I'm sorry. I'm not a great singer, Mr. Professional. Apparently,
we're like never-ending story.
What the heck was that? Ooh.
Voice of an angel.
Sure. I thought it was beautiful.
Just keep telling yourself.
I know.
Thought it was
Thank
great.
You. All right, guys.
All right, I think we should end it now. Four. All
right.
Really? Really? We can't even end it before you start just looking up random YouTube stuff.
No, listen.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Okay, we're ending it now. For the love of God. Oh, God. All right, this has been the Nakama Gaming Podcast.
Nah.
Gah!
And we're signing off. Thanks for listening, guys. We hope you stay subscribed. Also, remember to please comment and rate us on iTunes. We'd love to get famous.
And eat craft dinner. It's easy to be cheesy.
All right, goodbye.
Hunger Games this Friday.
Oh my God. Bye.
Go watch it.